Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in again to The Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media. I am a media maverick. I am a journalist influencer. I give your brand story wings to fly. I sip chai tea and I rock my natural hair. I just wanted to test that out. You let me know how you like that. But if anybody really knows who I am, you will know that all those things are actually true. Onyx Queen Media is a small event planning and branding firm. We don't even like to say firm. We like to say family. I have a background in media and communications and PR, so we handle the vision of people's brands and getting them placements within the media, thus growing their media platform, which puts more money into their pockets. This is something that we have been doing for many years. We're very good at it. Sometimes you do have to pat yourself on the back. We are good at what we do. And I think that a lot of companies shy away from that. They don't talk about, and it's actually something that I had a conversation with a client last week. I think a lot of companies or brands, you know, whether you're a big company or a small brand yourself, you're branding yourself, I think a lot of folks don't express and talk about what they are good at. A lot of people say that, oh, this is what our company does. Don't just tell what your company does, but also explain and show the receipts. You know, I had to explain to somebody the other day when they said, what do you mean by receipts? And I said, show the receipts. The proof of what it is that your company does, because if you don't shout out your company, who else is going to do it for you unless you hire your own, your company has their own PR person or their own brand manager. But you, too, have to shout your company out. Your employees should be speaking well about the company that they work for, and if they're not, they need to be pulled to the side to find out what's going on. Maybe they have a grievance of some kind that they're not even speaking well about the company of which they're employed. So you have to give yourself those shout-outs, not in a rude way, not in a braggadocious sort of way, but you need to let people know that, hey, I've been in the game for a while, and I have been very successful at what I do, and I want to help you reach your potential and beyond. Okay, so we're coming at it from that standpoint, and we definitely are very good at what we do. We love our clients. All of our clients work together as family. Some of our clients have, you know, done events together and things like that. We definitely foster that family sort of relationship amongst our clients. So, you know, it's very important to us. It's very important to us. So I know that last week I said that I was going to come back. Well, actually 2 weeks ago I said I was going to come back with two more forms of media. And we already covered earned media and we covered paid media, okay? So let's recap a little bit about paid media and earned media. Paid media is more of what you call the more traditional media. It has to do more with advertising. So I pay to have my company advertise in front of XYZ people, whether it's a magazine, whether it's a radio spot, or maybe on television, you know, in the form of a commercial, infomercial, or some sort of ad, okay? Earned media is what we do at Onyx Queen Media. We actually do earned media, and that is the result of putting your brand in front of, could be a magazine, could be television, could be radio. There's all different sorts of, you know, options, but those are the three key things. We always try to find creative ways to bring our brands in front of people. We could do it through festivals. You know, there's many different options out there, but those are some of the top ones. People always know radio, television, and print. And that consists of putting the story of that person's brand out there and allowing reporters, journalists, writers, whatever, to say, hey, I really like that story. That really resonates with our people. Knowing who to send pitches to. I'm not going to send a pitch about health-related things to the foodie editor. You know, it just doesn't make sense. You got to make sure that when you're trying to earn media, you're trying to earn placements within media, make sure you're sending it to the right people, because trust me, they're going to delete it like it never existed. So we talked about earned media and paid media. So the next two things that I quickly want to talk about is shared media. These, and as a matter of fact, these two things you don't hear about a lot, but I think that they're important to go over. It's shared media and owned media. Okay, shared media is when it usually takes place in the social world. Okay, it's when brands kind of do like a do-si-do with their followers. So brands will do things like giveaways. I know in the natural hair world, you see the shared media all the time. If you share this post on your Instagram and you tag two people, you could be entered into win a prize pack or something to that effect. So shared media is often that go between that interaction from consumer to brand. Okay, a lot of times it will take place on Facebook as well. Sometimes you'll see some brands that if you like the page, they will give you like 15% off of your first order, things like that. So that is what we mean by shared media, okay? So shared media often happens on social media, okay? Shared media often happens between the brand and the potential consumer and also the existing consumers. So shared media, okay? The second one is owned media, okay? This is the content, okay, that a brand has control over. So I have control over my blog, I have control over my newsletters, I have control over my social media, my business website, onyxcleanmedia.com. Those are all of the things that I control. So I can put out my message however I choose to put my message out to the people who are following me. Now the thing with owned media is that, okay, I own this media because I own this company, and these are all the different websites and things that we're connected to, even on YouTube and Pinterest. The key to own media is to get a really great following, a true following. I'm not talking about buying fake followers. I'm talking about people who really are interested in your brand. Because if you buy the fake following, and I know people do it all the time to kind of beef up their numbers and make it look like, you know, they're standing out on social media. I will tell you right now, there are some companies that have maybe just 1,000 followers. You know, but they are very interactive. So it doesn't make sense to have these huge numbers and then you don't have any interaction going on. You know, you have these huge followings and you have like 50 likes. You know, like that doesn't make any sense. That's a telltale sign that there are fake followers going on. So when you see these accounts with like 40,000 followers, 100,000 followers, and they've only got about 20 likes on a picture, you can rest assured that they're probably just dead accounts. And what I mean by dead accounts is they're accounts that have been resold to these different companies, so they never interact with you. They're just there to literally have numbers. But what ends up happening is that especially Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well has done it as well. They have put these things together called sweeps. Well, they will, every now and then they'll go through and sweep accounts for inactive, for accounts that seem like they're spam and things like that. So we have to be very, very careful with that sort of stuff. So I don't subscribe to the, you know, the fake following thing. I've been on Twitter for years and years and years and only have 1,400 people on Twitter. But those 1,400 people that I have on Twitter are people that I'm actually looking at their timelines. They're looking at my timeline. We're talking back and forth. It's very interactive, okay? So you just want to make sure that you're on the up and up with that because it's not going to really do you any good in the end, okay? So the two things, again, just to quickly recap, is shared media, which is the relationship between the brand in a social capacity and the consumers. So like I said before, a lot of times it'll be a giveaway and they'll ask you to repost something on your Instagram in order to be entered into a giveaway. It's just another way for them to use the media world, you know, to get their brand awareness out there. And then again, there is the owned media, and that is the content that you own as a brand. So your websites, anything like newsletters, anything like that, your social media handles, you own that, and you take that and you put content out there in order to push stuff in front of people, okay? So just to recap, for all of the medias that we've covered earned media, we've covered paid media, we've covered shared media, and we've also covered owned media, okay? I will tell you this. I didn't do the other two medias last week because I had such an overflow of people talking to me about the like for like and what does it really mean. That is the reason why 2 weeks ago I did the other two medias that I covered, and then in between I couldn't even do these two medias that I did today. I had to cover the like for like because I was getting so much feedback, you know, people talking about like for like, and it was such a crazy conversation that went on social media that I felt that I wanted to address it in between, because I always try to do my part ones and my part twos right behind each other. But this was the exception because I had to address that like for like. And I will tell you, that was one of the highest listening rates that I have ever had on my podcast, and I got questions, I got DMs galore of people like, you don't like for like, so if I asked you to like something on my page, you wouldn't like something. I had to break it on down to several people. And I will say this, all of the people that did inquire something of me, whether it was through email or through DM, I explained to them one-on-one the reason why I said the things that I did in that broadcast. And they understood, and they said, wow, I never really looked at it that way. And now it's been a little bit over a week since that broadcast has been up, and some of those folks have come back to me and said, you know what? This is so interesting, but you see people's behavior and how they are according to likes, according to, oh, you know, you don't click like on my stuff anymore. Do we have an issue? Do we have a problem? It's like, really? Like I said before, it only makes sense in business to just be transparent. And I do have a broadcast about that, and the name slips me at the moment, but go through my broadcast and I talk. There is a podcast that I have that talks about transparency in business. Only is going to help you down the road. It's only going to help you. Be transparent in your business. Be good to your workers, whatever. If you're small business, large business, whatever, it's only going to be positive for you in the end. Okay, so just to kind of explain, because I know people are saying, oh, you didn't put up the broadcast about the other two medias. Well, this is today's broadcast. So today's broadcast is officially Season 7, Episode 3, Learn the Difference Between Shared Media and Owned Media. That's all I have for today. We'll be back next week with another great podcast. Please email me, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. If you would like to be a guest on the show, we are going to be introducing guests on the show. Just to give you a quick rundown of what we have going on for the rest of the year, there'll be some extra things in there, but three major things. We will be at Essence Fest, which is taking place June 30th through the July 4th weekend. So please, if you see me on the street, say hello, tweet me, tag me, Instagram me, whatever, and we'll meet up or something. We'll go get some drinks, some po' boys, whatever. We'll do something because I just absolutely love New Orleans and I haven't been there in so many years. We will be at Essence Fest for 4th of July weekend, so please definitely visit us there. We will also be doing an event in October. Our Pink Leaf Retreat will be coming up in October, so please keep us posted for that. It is going to be the first weekend in October, so definitely want to see you there. Information will be released today on that. And also, we will be doing a Christmas event. Stay tuned for that as well. You can find us on the web, Instagram, Twitter, at Onyx Queen Media, and our website is www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Take care, everybody.